The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. I'm chuckling because somebody reported to me yesterday we were having technical issues with 1360 at this time yesterday. They have since been fixed. And when I was going through it yesterday, I'm told that I actually was on 1360. The 1360, it was doing that thing, but you could mostly hear what I was saying. And right after I explained it all, or shortly after, then it just vanished. It has been remedied, so both signals, 1360 and 97.5, should both be fine this morning. Haven't received any calls to the contrary this morning. Just remember, whichever one you listen to, if there's suddenly trouble, check the other one because, well, I guess there's a 50-50 chance that it will be there. Obviously, that's the case if it's a transmitter issue and not an issue here in the studio. This was a transmitter tower type issue with 1360, which we have remedied. So you should be hearing me all over the place right now. You know the old expression, your gut feeling? What does your gut tell you versus your head? Because usually when you think it's your head, I actually think that's backwards. When they say, what does your gut tell you? I think that's you throwing emotion aside and using your head. I actually think we say that backwards sometimes. This time, I am going with my gut. And I'm not sure if this is my gut telling me this or if it's the influence of what I'm hearing around me. But I believe we're going to have a hellacious winter. Jason, do you feel that way too? You do too. Is it because of Farmer's Almanac and all of that, or do you just have that feeling? You just have that feeling. You're sure. You don't think it's the media around you infiltrating. You just have a feeling we're in for a hell of a winter. Why would we both feel that way? And by the way, do you know others that feel that way? I do. You do too. Everybody thinks we're in for this tremendously rough winter, weather-wise, of course. Why would everybody think that? Have we all become like dogs where we can sense the weather coming? Or is it because of Farmer's Almanac? Or I don't know. And other long-range forecasts suggesting a rough winter. I don't know. But I have a feeling, and by rough winter, I mean the 1-2 combination that we haven't gotten a lot in recent years. And that's a heavy snow winter and periods of very cold. We have gotten, here's maybe why, because the last few winters have been trending much snowier than there. We had a break there for years. Another snowier, but haven't been tremendously colder. In other words, you know, stretches of 20 below for a week, which I do remember in my lifetime here in Northeast Wisconsin. I just have a feeling we are in for a really tough winter. Jason's got the same feel. I have spoken with others. I mention this for a couple of reasons. First, Fox 11, and you are probably aware for about the last 25 years, Fox 11 has named both, well, they've named their winter storms for about the last 25 years. And it's not all snow events are named. They're not all named. But the big ones, they give names to. If their forecast tells them it's going to be a major snow event, and I'm not sure exactly what their definition is of that, then they name it. They have announced the names this morning. They have 10 names in the hopper. I don't know if that's what they usually do. I don't know. The 10 names they have chosen, and I shared these earlier on Mike and Matt's show. Winter Storm Alice, Braden, Carol, Donald, Ellen, Francisco, Greta, Howard, Ida, and Joseph. There are two things that now jump out at me. The last two names, which I didn't notice when I first read this, are the names of two of my grandparents, Ida Bader and Joseph Pete Rouse. Everybody called him Pete, but his name was Joseph. I really hope we don't get down to my grandparents. I mean, don't take that the wrong way. I'm just kind of hoping we don't. Alice and Carol are two characters from the Brady Bunch, and nestled between them is Braden. I found that kind of interesting. Braden is probably among the most contemporary-sounding names there. The rest sound like, I don't mean this disparagingly in any way, older names to me. Alice, Carol, Donald, Ellen, Greta, Howard, Ida, Joseph. Francisco is a more ethnic name, so I don't know how, how you'd put it in the chronology there. All right, Jason, you said you agreed with me. You're throwing in for a rough winter, right? There are 10 names here. Do they get through all 10? That's a lot of big storms. Seven. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Greta. You think they will get to snowstorm Greta? That's what I'm hoping. 10 would be. I'll tell you how you're going to know. It's November 12th. If you get the first big one before December 1st, Jason's like, if it's 10, I'm out of here. You say that every year, though. You know, it's, yeah. That's true. Have we had 10? Yeah. So you really would, huh? 10 would be your breaking point. That's it. I'm out of here. I don't know if I could ever, I don't think I could ever move from here. My wife and I always said, if we became very wealthy, we'd winter somewhere else. But we would not miss autumn in Wisconsin. It would be very difficult for me to miss autumn. Now, of course, the global warming kooks, if you point out it's going to be a really rough winter, and in the continental United States, it was one of the coolest summers in a long, long time. And global warming, they call it a pause. It stalled about 15 years ago. That, of course, does not stop them from the hyperbole, and I should have predicted this, and I just had other things going on yesterday. The devastating typhoon in the Philippines. By the way, my wife has relation in the Philippines. That is her heritage. I don't know if she's actually ever met any of them. But, I mean, she knows of specific individuals to who she's related in the Philippines. And the typhoon is just horrific. Now, you knew that the environmental wackos were going to start saying, this is global warming. Never mind that all evidence shows that the global warming projections were a fraud. Not just the terrible things that were going to happen, the ice melt, the glacier melt, all that crap that did not happen, the seas rising, blah, blah, blah. None of that happened. The temperatures are way below where they track them to be by this point in the century. It's a fraud. Here's what's interesting. Celebrities tend to try to defend this. That's what you normally see. Nobody, however, ever tries to defend the science. One, because most don't know it. And I've done this over and over and over. I put friend of the show, liberal Mike McFeely, on the spot. Well, Mike, you don't really understand the science, do you? Well, I don't have to because the scientists, blah, blah, blah. In other words, it's just a religion. The high priests of science tell him that global warming is real, and that's good enough for him. Actor George Clooney, who I consider one of those trendy actors. I don't think he's a great actor. Women think he's hot, and I understand that. Well, I suppose gay men think he's hot too, huh? Do I have to say that, or doesn't that go without saying? Do I have to be equal opportunity now? Well, I'm sure gay men find him attractive. If women do, I don't know. Women find him attractive. I don't think he's a particularly fine actor, although he's done some funny things. I'll admit that. And he was good in ER. If you ever want about 43 seconds of incoherence, listen to an actor calling you stupid for not understanding the brilliance of global warming. George Clooney was asked, well, here's what he was asked. Is the Philippine typhoon the product of global warming? Now, in this 43 seconds of incoherence, he's smart enough not to say, yeah, I can't, you know, I can say definitively that typhoon is the product of global warming. He is smart enough to not say that. Now, they accept this as science, and they say we're idiots for not understanding. This is very important. We are idiots for not understanding their intellectual point of view. Listen to this.
Well, it's just a stupid argument. I mean, whether or not this particular storm is anyone, if you have 99% of doctors who tell you you are sick and 1% that says, ah, you're fine, you probably want to hang out with them, check it up for the 99. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
We ignore that we are in some way involved in climate change is ridiculous. You know, what's the worst thing that happens? You know, we clean up the earth a little bit and... I find this to be the most ridiculous argument ever.
The most ridiculous argument ever. That was 43 seconds of absolute babbling incoherence. Just babbling incoherence. No, really. See, you're the idiots, and I'm the genius. I'm the brilliant one here. Here's what I wish somebody just once would do. He'd probably throw a punch, though, if they did. Ask him to explain the science. That's a guy that, look, if you just don't accept it, well, I can't help you. This would be so easy. I get so frustrated by this, and I have harped and harped and harped on this over the years. And by the way, there are people on our side who are skeptical of global warming who haven't learned the science either. And I call them out as well. If you learn the science behind the global warming theory, it's not preposterous. That's where I disagree with some conservatives. The theory in and of itself isn't preposterous. There is no scientific evidence, however, to back the theory. The only evidence they ever point at, well, it's been warmer. And that, of course, is, as you know, if you listen to the show, is confusing commonality with causality. Yes, there have been man-made carbon emissions pumped into the air, and temperatures for a period did get warmer. One is not scientific proof of the other, of causing the other. Again, the fallacy that can be exposed there is I have size 9 feet because I wear size 9 shoes. No, it's the other way around. That's simple commonality. I wear those size shoes. I'm caused to do so because that's what fit my feet. But if you just take two things that are occurring at the same time, and say, well, one is causing the other, that's not scientific evidence. That is all they have. The theory itself that deals with increased moisture in the atmosphere, that if you look at the percentage, it's not nearly enough. There are not, as much as it seems to be, there's not nearly enough man-emitted carbon to move the needle the way it was alleged to have moved. That's the other part of this that never gets discussed. How valid are global temperature estimates? People accept those as fact, as though there is a big thermometer you stick at the equator. No, that doesn't happen. Actually, that's not how it works. These are estimates, and it also depends on where you put the thermometers. None of this is precise. But then you have a blithering idiot like George Clooney. Well, it's just idiotic. I can't explain why, but it's just idiotic. All right, after 9 o'clock, I actually want to get to something that I didn't notice when I was first doing show prep. Do you remember James O'Keefe? James O'Keefe has made a profession out of gotcha videos. He exposed Acorn, and has his passion and his career has become Project Veritas, where they take their camera undercover and expose mostly liberal institutions. This was broken last night on Bill O'Reilly's TV show, the gotcha video about Obamacare navigators and how they are telling applicants to cheat and lie. You can find the entire video right now at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. I posted it this morning. You can find it right now. We're going to play some of it after 9 o'clock, and we're going to get into this. Also, I do want to make time. There is another bill that would legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. This one is quite a bit different from the one that was vetoed. This one is different in that it puts in what I consider a fair amount of regulation of the raw milk industry. The state would require a level of testing and other requirements of raw milk sellers. As you know, I support the sale of raw milk because I think it's caveat emptor. I think there are some pathogenic risks. I think that's up to the seller, to the buyer, to take those risks as long as they know they are there. I think the state getting into regulating raw milk is a mistake. We'll get to that. And, oh, are we really ready for self-operated cars? They're closer than you think. We start it all off in 8 minutes. It's 8:56.
This is where the Packers play. 1360, 97.5.